Ayala's Angel by Anthony Trollope, with an introduction by Alice Thomas Ellis. The recording of this book has been made possible by a kind donation by Mrs. Marjorie Butlin through the Trollope Society.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction by Alice Thomas Ellis. Ayala's Angel begins with the death of the parents of Ayala and her sister Lucy. Their father had been an artist, devoted to their mother, and they had all lived together happily in a bijou house in South Kensington, with the sweetest little phaeton, just a blue set of china for his dinner table, just a painted cornice for his studio, just satin hangings for his drawing room, and a few simple ornaments for his little girls. The result of these few luxuries was that when Egbert Dormer died, though he had been by no means a failing artist, he left his daughters unprovided for, and the way open for a Cinderella scenario, with Ayala cast in the main role, and space for a good number of subsidiary characters who would not in the ordinary course of events have had occasion to influence or be influenced by her. It makes for a rousing story, told by Trollope, who was then 63, with great verve and good nature. The less likable characters are drawn fairly, and many of them have their redeeming features, although not all, and this is as it should be. In literature, if not in life, we need people without any redeeming features at all in order that they may get their comeuppance and the reader be satisfied. And Ayala, the heroine, is not nearly as tiresome as she might well have.